ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। अन्तकाले च मामेव स्मरन् मुक्त्वा कलेवरम् या प्रयाति समद्भावम् याति नास्त्यत्र संशयः। ट्रांसलेशन। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो हियर वी आर इन द तलियाटी कृष्ण कॉन्शियस हेल्थ सेंटर। हेल्थ सेंटर मीन्स पीपल वांट टू बी हेल्थी, बट ऑफ कोर्स हाउएवर हेल्थी और अनहेल्थी यू मे बी, द टाइम कम्स व्हेन यू हैव टू गिव अप दिस बॉडी। Now, we want to remain healthy so that we can enjoy our life to the fullest extent. And during life, we talk about so many things, we think about so many things, we do so many things, we make so many plans. But at the end of life, all of these things come to an abrupt halt. So many people, they're making plans what to do. Many times, people come to me, or to other people also, of course, and ask for advice. Do you think I should get married or not? Do you think I should get divorced or not? So many different adjustments they want to make in their lives. But at the end of life, all these questions become meaningless. At the end of life, if you only have 5 minutes to die, there's any use to think about whether to get married or not. Nor is there any use to think whether to get divorced or not. Nor is it worth considering whether to go for a university degree. Because death is staring us in the face. So what advice should we give to someone who is about to die? We may think this is a rather unhappy subject. Everyone wants to be happy. So why should we speak about death? Because the very thought of death is not very pleasing. Well, happy or unhappy, it's a fact. Death is ahead of us. Ahead of us. As sure as death. That saying is there in English. I'm sure it's there in other languages too. As sure as death. At least in English, if you want to say something is certain, you say as sure as death. However healthy and strong and beautiful you may be, death will come. Generally in youth we think, oh, how nice, I'm healthy and strong and happy. But it doesn't last long. I don't see any old people here. Oh, that Mataji is a little bit older. Uh-huh. Oh, yes, here we have. Mm-hmm. Senior citizen. So those who are older, they can remember just a few years ago, they were young and healthy and strong. But those days are gone. So this we all have to consider. Smara nityam anityatvam. We should always remember that everything here is temporary. And that however high we can jump, or however fast we can run, or however much money we can earn, death is ahead. So we may say, well, death is natural. That's true, but it doesn't make it any more enlivening for us. Just like you may say, pain is natural. So let me punch you in the face, and then you can naturally experience pain. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So death is natural, but it's not very pleasing. Generally, at the time of death, people pass stool and urine out of fear. So Krishna consciousness teaches us how to approach death without fear. Mostly people don't even want to think about death. It's so frightening, they don't even want to think about it. This is like the rabbit, the practice of the rabbit. Rabbit. Rabbit is a little animal. So many times we did rabbit philosophy, I was telling. The practice of the rabbit, when the wolf comes to eat him, he closes his eyes. Big ears, yeah. When the wolf comes to eat him, he runs away. But when he cannot run any further and the wolf is about to catch him, he simply closes his eyes to get relief from the reality. For a few seconds, he feels relief from the reality. And then reality in the form of the wolf catches him and tears him to shreds. So in the same way, we don't want to think even about death. But we should do. We, if we are actually intelligent and thoughtful, we should think, what is the purpose of life? Why do I have to die? I don't want to die. Why is death forced upon me? These are intelligent persons who think like this. Unfortunately, in the modern society, they do not encourage such kind of thinking. In the modern society, they do not encourage such kind of thinking. Just if you can get some money and somehow or other live, be happy, forget everything. Have fun. Have fun. Enjoy life. Listen to some rock music. Sit in the sunshine. Be happy. This is the philosophy of the rabbit. So, in Krishna consciousness, we are simply asking people to be a little bit intelligent. Just think, what is the purpose of life? Now, to get the answer to that question, you won't get it simply by speculating. There are so many philosophers in the history of the world, and they have so many different ideas. But none of these speculative philosophers have any clear idea. That is why we have to turn to scripture. Scripture is that which is given by God. God, he is the creator of the universe and the maintainer of the universe. He knows what is the purpose of the universe and what we are supposed to do. Therefore, he gives us scriptures to give us direction in our lives. There are so many secrets of life. Sometimes people become very interested to understand the mystical secrets of life. Actually, nothing is mystical. Everything can be understood very clearly if one is simply ready to accept knowledge from higher sources, and if he is fortunate enough to have access to that knowledge. Knowledge of the purpose of life, clear knowledge of the purpose of life, is not very difficult to understand. But one has to be fortunate enough to hear that knowledge from those who actually know it. That knowledge is now being offered by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. This society is teaching all over the world this knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means the song of God. That means knowledge given by God. When God speaks, the sound is so beautiful that it's just like music. Therefore, this is called Bhagavad Gita, the song of God. Now, in this Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna speaks essential knowledge. Who are we? What is our relationship with God? Who is God? Why we are suffering in this material world, how to go to the spiritual world where there is no suffering. All these important subjects are discussed. And here, another very important subject is discussed, how to die. We understand from Bhagavad Gita that after our death, we go to another body. According to our karma, we get a different kind of body. That means whatever kind of activities we do in this life, they make our future lives. It's a very simple thing to understand. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. If you do pious activities in this life, you get a good result in the next life. And if you perform sinful activities in this life, then you get a bad result in the next life. So pious activities, that includes things like giving charity in holy places, reciting the scriptures, planting trees so that people can have shade on the road. And examples of sinful activities are unnecessarily eating meat, gambling, taking intoxication. These are examples of sinful activities. But anyway, whether you get a good result in the next life or a bad result, you have to get born again. Now, if you get born again, that means you have to die again. So that even if you get a good birth in your next life, you have to suffer again, death. Even if you get a good birth, you have... So Krishna teaches that it's better not to get born at all. It's better to go to the spiritual world, where you can get a spiritual body, not like these bodies which grow old and die. In the spiritual world, you can live eternally with Krishna. If you see the picture of Krishna, he always looks young and beautiful. Here is a picture of Krishna in this Bhagavad Gita poster. Now, according to human calculation, at the time of this battle where Krishna is driving the chariot, Krishna was not less than 125 years old. But Krishna doesn't look old because he's not under the laws of time. He always looks like a beautiful boy, no more than 16 years old. Krishna eternally resides in the spiritual world. Sometimes he comes to this material world to teach us Bhagavad Gita. And in Bhagavad Gita, he invites us to come back to the spiritual world. It is very good advice. Because as long as we remain within this material world, we simply have to suffer. But if we go to the spiritual world, we will be eternally happy. So Krishna is giving us the process how we can transfer to the spiritual world. Krishna explains that whatever you think of at the time of death, you get that kind of birth in your next life. Yang yang vapi smaran bhavam tyajyatyante kalevaram tam tame vaiti kauntaya sadat tad bhava bhavita. Krishna says exactly that. Whatever you think of, that kind of birth you get. So according to the kind of consciousness we develop in this life, that's what we think of at the time of death, and that's the next birth we get. Just like if a man is very attached to his wife, he tends to think of his wife at the time of death, and in his next birth he becomes a woman. Or if a woman is very attached to her husband, then she will think of him at the time of death and become a man in her next birth. If someone is very attached to his dog and he thinks of his dog at the time of death, then he'll become a dog in his next birth. If someone is very attached to Krishna and he thinks of Krishna at the time of death, he doesn't become Krishna because that's not possible, but he goes to live with Krishna. So this is recommended. Don't become a dog, become a resident of the spiritual world. So that means that we have to prepare in this life so that at the time of death you can think of Krishna. So that preparation means particularly we should chant the names of Krishna. Because by chanting the names of Krishna, we become attached to Krishna. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Eto Shabhav Jai Jape Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. This is stated that anyone who chants Hare Krishna, he becomes very much attached to Krishna. So this is the training, chanting Hare Krishna. Our advice to someone at the time of death is chant Hare Krishna. But if you're not trained to do that, it's very difficult. Because at the time of death, all the thoughts of your life come into your mind. At the time of death, in one split second, you can see your whole life history, just like a movie, going before you. So whatever attachments you've had throughout your life, you will naturally think of those. So we should practice in this life becoming attached to Krishna. Of course, if you want to become a rakat or a dog, that you can do. That is your choice. But we don't recommend it. Because that is a life simply of ignorance and suffering. Better to become elevated to the platform of Krishna consciousness. That we can do by taking up the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In this Krishna consciousness movement, the preachers, many of them travel throughout the world. And from time to time, we come across people who are on the verge of death. Those who are devotees of Krishna, their death is quite different from those of non-devotees. Those who have practiced Krishna consciousness in this life, they become very pleased as death approaches because they know they are going to Krishna. And they die very happily going to Krishna. For a devotee, there is no such thing as fearful death. For a devotee, it's just something like going to sleep, and when you wake up, you're in the spiritual world with Krishna. No pain, no fear, simply the transcendental ecstasy of being united with Krishna. But for the materialist, death is very painful. Apart from the fear of punishment after death, there is the painful experience of death itself, as the soul is ripped out of the body. Plus, those who are about to die feel the great pain of separation from all those things they are attached to. Just like I remember reading at school about William Pitt. He was one of the prime ministers of England. Pitt was his name, P-I-T-T. So he died lamenting, "My country, how I leave my country," as if the country would not go on without him. Or someone else laments, "Oh, I couldn't make enough arrangement for my family." So we should change our consciousness to Krishna consciousness. Think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna. Give up these material attachments, which are simply a cause of pain. I'll tell another story. Calcutta, as you may imagine, is a very crowded city. And at the main train station, in the evening from about 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it's very, very crowded. So many people go from Calcutta to outside the city. They commute in and out every day. So when the local train comes into the station, there's tremendous pushing to try and get a seat or even just to get inside the train at all. So one day, one of our ISKCON sannyasis was at that station during the rush hour. Rush hour means that time of day when there's a big rush. So the train was just pulling in and everyone was getting ready to push to get onto the train. And in that pushing, one man fell down onto the track. And the train came and went right over his body. And the people pulled him out, but his body was completely mangled and covered in blood. Somehow or other, he still had consciousness. But it was obvious he only had a short time to live. So our ISKCON sannyasi ran up to him and told him, "Chant Hare Krishna." He said, "Now you're going to die. Chant Hare Krishna. Save yourself." Sure. So the man had very little strength, but he managed to say something. He said, "Give me a cigarette and let me die like a man." This is murha, means fool number one. He couldn't chant Hare Krishna because he had never cultivated such a desire in his life. There's another story. There was an old man and an old woman, husband and wife. And the wife was a good devotee, but the husband wasn't. So the wife was always trying to get the husband to chant Hare Krishna because now he was getting old, he could die any time. So she was telling him, "Chant, chant, chant." This won't come in Russian. You know this story.
Yes.
Well, anyway, chant, chant, chant. And he was saying, "Can't, can't, can't." Cannot, because no practice. So practice now. Get your beads and use them. Sometimes we see people, they like to take japa beads, and they keep them very carefully and very nicely in their home. Keep them next to a nice picture of Krishna. So that's very nice. But the real thing you're supposed to do with japa beads is pick them up and use them. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the Maha Mantra. By chanting this, we will develop our love for Krishna. So let us do that and make our life successful. And be saved from the terrible fear of repeated birth and death. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Is there any question?
She has two questions. First is it the same thing as to think about Krishna and about spiritual matter and the moment of death or not?
If you think of your spiritual master, you must think of Krishna. Because spiritual master is the representative of Krishna. And how can you think of Krishna without thinking of your spiritual master who has given you Krishna? So both things go together.
Another question?
We heard that when we lift our bodies, then in the beginning we go into another universe when we become prepared to serve Krishna directly. Is it or not?
Yeah, those who are purified devotees, they are transferred to a universe where Krishna is having his pastimes. So let us try for that. What about our guests? There are so many guests. They can all come inside if they like. All standing there. Please come inside. Sit down. Why don't you make some space? Everyone move. Move right over here. Come on. She can come. Let them come inside. So, any other question?
What about relationships between spiritual master and disciple and spiritual world? Is it the same as in this world?
Relationship between spiritual master and disciple?
It's remains.
That we sing. Chokudan Deloji Janme Janme Prabhu She. That in every birth, spiritual master remains spiritual master. So, spiritual birth, that's also one kind of birth. In the spiritual world, there are also groups and subgroups with leaders and followers. So, yes, maybe in the spiritual world also. Though it may not be exactly just like here. Anyway, let's qualify ourselves for going to the spiritual world first. Yeah. Then, any other question? Yes, please. Question is it that he spoke to Vivasvan? Vivasvan spoke to Manu. Manu spoke to Ikshvaku.
Ikshvaku is in the Bhagavad Gita. It is not such information that he gave this knowledge in Treta Yuga.
No, Krishna didn't give the knowledge in Treta Yuga. No.
Yeah, but
Krishna spoke. No, he's a misunderstanding. Krishna spoke to Vivasvan. Vivasvan spoke to Manu. Manu spoke to Ikshvaku.
Yes, but he means to Ikshvaku in the beginning of Treta Yuga.
Who? Who gave to Ikshvaku the knowledge?
Kto?
Manu.
Kto?
Manu gave the knowledge.
Yes.
Thing is that Vivasvan, Manu, they're all living very long, long lives. Vivasvan, Krishna spoke to Vivasvan maybe 130 million years ago. More, yeah. That's the calculation Prabhupada makes. So Vivasvan is still living. He's not died in the meantime. Of course, that may seem fantastic to us. But then, Bhagavad Gita was spoken at least 120,400,000 years ago by rough estimate. Here, you see, 120,400,000 years ago. And in human society, it has been extant for 2 million years. That means from the time of Ikshvaku. So we may think, that's what Arjuna thought. Arjuna thought, Krishna, what are you talking about? Aparam bhavato janma, param janma vivasvataha, katam etad vijaniyam, tomado proktavaniti. He said, Krishna, how is it possible that you spoke to the sun god 130 million years ago, when you're just the same as me, you're only about 120 years old. Krishna told, I've had many births. So have you, Arjuna. I can remember them, but you cannot. So Vivasvan, he's more than 130 million years old. He's still in his youth. That may seem fantastic to us, seeing as we think we know everything, living on this tiny planet in one tiny corner of a huge universe. But you can consider there are some bugs who are born at, they're born at night, and they have their whole lifespan, and they die before the morning, before the sunrise. So such a bug may find it very difficult to believe that human beings are living up to 70 or 80 years. They find it difficult to believe because they have limited knowledge and experience. They base everything on their own limited knowledge and experience. But the books of Vedic knowledge, they are not based on human knowledge and experience. There are many living beings in the universe who are far more advanced and intelligent than us, and far more longer living than us too. If we're a little bit open-minded, we should be able to accept this. So this Vedic knowledge gives us knowledge of all kinds of things which are beyond the range of normal human experience. And the most important knowledge is to understand that we are not this body. We are eternal servants of Krishna. And we should chant Hare Krishna to cross beyond birth and death. Any other question? Again, very philosophical.
In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is described that Dhruva Maharaj, during his moment of death, he didn't care about death personified, and he put his step and her head and went to this ship. And does it mean that his material body became spiritual? What it means?
His material body was already spiritual. Someone who's fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, their material body already becomes spiritual. And some such people, they go to the spiritual world in their apparently material body. It looks like that, but actually it isn't. A great saintly person, their body is considered spiritual because it's fully engaged in the service of Krishna. That is why sannyasis, their body is not burned. Hare Krishna. Who gave this? Who is given? Very nice. We can offer it to Gaurnatai. Thank you, Hare Krishna. And people can come to that is called the Samadhi, that where the body is of a great saintly person is buried, is called the Samadhi. And people can go there and pray to that person, just like we have Prabhupada's Samadhi in Vrindavan. Any other question?
I offer my sincere appreciation and affection toward you.
Hare Krishna.
And I would like to ask you in which centers or cities you would like to be more. Which city you like more?
Is that... Where do I like?
Places.
Well, Taliyati is very nice. Wherever people are enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna and discuss about Krishna, that is a very nice place. So this is very nice. Of course, as a sannyasi, we have got Daksha's curse. Daksha cursed Narad Muni that you cannot stay more than 3 days in any one place. So as sannyasi in the parampara of Narad Muni, we've inherited this curse. And although we sometimes stay more than 3 days in one place, no, it's not very often. Actually, one of our sannyasis, one time he was having difficulties getting visas. Whichever country he went to, they only gave him a visa for a few days. So he wrote to Prabhupada and told him, and Prabhupada replied, that's very good, because then you can give your mercy to more people. So wherever there are devotees and we can discuss about Krishna, that is very nice. Sure. Actually, our place of worship is Vrindavan. But wherever we chant about Krishna and serve Krishna with the devotees, that is Vrindavan. Wherever there is no other motive but the service of Krishna, that is Vrindavan. Wherever there is no other motive but the service of Krishna. So our aim is to make the whole world Vrindavan. Any other question? Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Yes. All right.
One question. First is mundane question. George Harrison, he is still a sponsor of Krishna Mani.
Sponsor means he gave two donations in his life. One was he sponsored the first printing of Krishna book in English. And he donated the Bhaktivedanta Manor near London. So he's always been... As he is, he likes Krishna, but he's not a committed person. Not committed, that means... he's living his own life, but he likes Krishna. Then another question?
After the failure of communist system, so many spiritual movements began in Russia. And he describes all of them. And what is your opinion? Is it... any use for Russia in such differences and such Where is this?
For Russia or for anywhere in the world, people should try to understand what is the highest truth. Who are we? What is the purpose of life? Who is God? How can we understand God? We should try sincerely to find out the answers to these questions. Krishna consciousness offers clear, authorized answers to all these questions. It also offers a very practical way to act in the highest platform of religious activity. In the highest platform, no. It offers a very pure way of life. So definitely it'll be very beneficial to the people of Russia or any other country if they take to this. As for so many other things that I can't speak about. Simply adopting religion on the basis of social considerations or fanaticism or sentiment, that won't help anybody. So, anyway, whether we like it or not, the situation is as it is. So instead of wondering whether it's beneficial or not, I suggest that you yourself, in your own life, consider what is the purpose of life and how to attain it. We are quite confident that if you are sincere and if you apply your intelligence to try to understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, you will appreciate that it's superlative position, topmost. And if anyone who understands Krishna consciousness very, very deeply, they also want to spread it to others. So these are very great questions about the fate of the whole of Russia. I suggest that everyone as individuals try to improve their own individual life. That we can teach you how to chant Hare Krishna. Your life will be improved. One more question, then I have to go. Get ready to... let's ask this gentleman here. I think we had one question from there already.
It was said that our moment of death happens when superior lawyers, they already makes decision about it. And does it mean that our condition of mind is already, how to say, supposed or predicted?
Man is the architect of his own fortune. That's an English saying. At the time of our birth, the time of our death, is all, the duration of our life is already fixed up. But what we do between our birth and our death, that is up to us. Although, towards the end of our lives, it becomes pretty obvious to those in higher knowledge which way we're going. Towards the end of our lives, it becomes fairly obvious to higher beings which way we are going. So let us all improve our lives, prepare ourselves to go to the spiritual world by chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So thank you for very patiently listening. My time here is coming to an end. Hope to meet you all again. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. They're asking when we will visit again.
Well, I'm planning to come again next year. Huh?
Good traveling.
Shubh Yatra. In Sanskrit, it's Shubh Yatra.